The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Well, to be completely honest, I was hoping to get a more straightforward answer from the president of the Senate. And I don't mean this in an overly derogatory manner, but he certainly is a politician, and you could tell that. He's very concerned that the legislature has been basically left out, and yet he wants to continue to work with the governor's administration. So anyway, the time goes so fast, and I am first and foremost a preacher. I never pretended to be a journalist, and I'm a Baptist preacher that does a talk show. And I'll be completely honest and candid with you. I have a hard time just butting in, interrupting, and prying an answer out of people. And I probably should do a better job of that. And I don't mean this the way it could sound, but I probably shouldn't be as cordial and kind as I am sometimes. And time ran out. So anyway, one thing that I got out of that, the impression I've gotten from representatives over in the House, not from Speaker Householder. Now, I keep being promised that I'm going to get him on the program as well, and hopefully that will come about very soon. But the impression I've gotten from members of the House of Representatives was, we have no idea what's going on. Until the last couple of weeks. Until the last couple of weeks, it's been, we don't know. We've been totally left out in the cold. We don't know. From what Senator Obhoff said, he didn't feel that way at all. He's been in communication with the governor and the governor's office, and has not been ignored. Most of the guys and gals that, again, that I've talked to in the House of Representatives feel that they've been completely ignored. So we'll see. Anyway, I'm grateful that he gave us time, and hopefully we can have the Speaker of the House, Larry Householder. If you have not heard, the House of Representatives passed an amendment that would limit severely the power and the authority of the Ohio Director of Health. In this case, it's Amy Acton, but in the future, obviously, it'll be somebody else. So the senator said it would probably be a couple of weeks before the Senate actually takes it up. So we will see. I think it's good legislation. Some people are already saying it's just window dressing. Doesn't have any teeth to it, doesn't mean anything. It's just throwing a bone to people who are upset. And we'll see. We'll see what the final product is after the Senate gets this legislation. So, anyway, I am grateful that he spent some time with us. Now, one point that he made, and I think, folks, listen, I have made it pretty clear that I think Dr. Acton has way overstepped her authority and her bounds. I think she has far too much authority. And what I said to Senator Obhoff, even if every single decision that has been made was right, I still believe that every Ohioan should be deeply concerned about how those decisions were made. And I stand by that. Now, with that said, let's give our governor credit where credit is due. There have been many states in the United States that have severely restricted the exercise of religious freedom. Governor DeWine has not. He's made it clear from the very beginning. All religious services, all religious ministries are exempt from the stay-at-home order, the restriction of no more. First it was no more than 50, and then it was no more than 10. He's made it very clear that churches, religious organizations were exempt. He made it very clear that First Amendment rights and Second Amendment rights should not be infringed upon in any way, even though there is a COVID-19 crisis. And we are opening sooner than, not as soon as some states, but we're opening sooner than a lot of other states. So while I don't believe we're opening nearly fast enough, in my personal opinion, at least we're moving in the right direction. So I think there is room for criticism. I think there's room for some praise as well. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Craig in Mount Gilead, Ohio. Hey, Craig, welcome.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'm a longtime listener and a first-time caller. Oh, wait,
yeah,
that was like
right.
A professional politician's answer.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hey, by the way, I just learned, yeah. A little birdie told me that for a long time you have had a radio ministry. I didn't know that.
Yes, I have. I had, when I was a pastor at a church, every message that I preached, I recorded, and after the church closed, I sought out some radio stations and had a radio ministry, and it's temporarily on hold right now. But yes, for several years, I've had a radio ministry. Yes, that is.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, I just heard that, so that's wonderful. All right, what's on your mind?
Well, during that interview you had with the Senate president, I talked out loud to my radio, and you repeated it when you came back from the break. I mean, the guy is a professional politician. That was obvious from his answers. He made sure that he didn't directly criticize any one person, any group of people, whether it was the House Republicans, whether it was the, you know, gave some answers like, you know, well, we need to look at some things differently, and we need to look at this, and we need to look at that. And as far as your comment about yourself, that you don't like interrupting, and sometimes maybe you don't push as hard as you should, wouldn't have mattered with him. His answers wouldn't have been any different,
well,
no matter how hard you pushed him.
Probably not. And he is a politician. There's no doubt about it. However, to his credit, we would not have the heartbeat bill were it not for Larry Obhoff. We would not have a bunch of pro-life legislation. He has been a stalwart champion for pro-life causes, and that is to his credit. And he loves pastors. Our pastor appreciation breakfast a year ago, I sent invitations to all of the statewide elected officials to attend the Pastor Appreciation Breakfast. He was the first and the only to respond. He immediately responded and said, I will clear my calendar. You tell me when you're having the breakfast, and I promise you I will be there because I love pastors. And he kept his word. He was there. And so, you know, he is a politician. There's no doubt about it. But he's done a lot of good things for the state of Ohio as well.
I can't argue with you on any of that.
I wish he would have given a clearer answer. And when I get Larry Householder on, Larry is not quite the consummate politician that Larry Obhoff is an attorney. Okay. Larry Householder is an old farmer from down Thornville. He's a farmer. He's got a big farm. He's just a kind of a good old boy that got elected to office. And I think he will be much more blunt because he released a public statement last week that he felt completely disrespected by the governor. And that's the Speaker of the House. So if I can get him on, I think he will be a little more straightforward. But we'll see. Who knows?
Well, I look forward to hearing him.
Well, I do, too. I texted his personal assistant earlier today, and he again assured me that they're working on it. So hopefully very soon.
Well, thank you, Bob, for all you do. Appreciate it.
Well, you as well. Keep up the great work and keep up the ministry. Craig, God
thank
bless you.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. And we need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Let me give you an update on Georgia. Yeah, I got Georgia on my mind. I'm not going to sing it. No. You will remember about 2 weeks ago that the governor of Georgia announced that basically, the state was going to open up just about before any other state. Now, it's not a complete opening up. It's not, hey, go back to normal or what was before this COVID-19. But in restaurant eating with certain restrictions. In fact, from what I can gather, what Georgia did last week, I guess it's been almost 2 weeks ago now. What Georgia did almost 2 weeks ago is very similar to what we will probably do here in Ohio within 2 weeks. The governor is going to announce probably tomorrow, maybe Friday, but probably tomorrow, the plan to open restaurants, barbershops, and so forth. Now, I was in a local restaurant this morning for takeout. And the manager of the restaurant said, I think we're going to be open this weekend. I think we're going to be open this weekend. I think that's overly optimistic. I don't think there's any way it's going to be open this weekend. Because the Ohio Restaurant Association has said, hey, give us 2 weeks. When you finally figure out what we're going to have to do to open to in-person dining, inside dining, give us 2 weeks. Now, that's the Ohio Restaurant Association, and it has not been announced yet. So if it is announced tomorrow what restaurants and barbershops and hair salons will have to do, it would make sense that would come about in 2 weeks. But, hey, again, what do I know? So let me go back. When the governor of Georgia announced, we're going to open things up. We cannot allow the economy to be destroyed. We think we've got a handle on the COVID-19 thing, and we're going to open up the state. The liberal left, Democrats, went crazy. News media went crazy. Democratic representatives from the state of Georgia went crazy. President Trump, in a press conference, looked straight into the camera and said, I disagree with what the governor of Georgia is doing. So it was doom and gloom, doom and gloom, doom and gloom. The minute that they opened up, there was going to be this huge spike in COVID-19 cases and, you know, people are going to die and so forth. Okay. And I also mentioned that Colorado opened up about the same time. Nobody said a thing about Colorado because the governor is a Democrat and the governor is a homosexual. And so untouchable. All right. Georgia. And if you don't believe me, I encourage you to go to the Georgia. Do a Google search. COVID-19 status report, Georgia. Or go to COVID-19 death rate, state of Georgia. And that will take you to the Georgia Department of Health website. And I wish that the Ohio Department of Health's website was as open, transparent, and as easy to interpret as Georgia. If you have navigated the Ohio Department of Health website, it's almost impossible to understand it. I mean, it is. And it's self-contradictory. On one page, it will give you the number of deaths. On another page, it'll give you a totally different number of deaths. On one page, there'll be a graph, how many new cases. On another page, there's another, not a graph, but a statistic giving the number of new cases. And they're totally different. I mean, it's unbelievably self-contradictory. But here's my point, and I'm going to run out of time here. If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. Again, do an internet search, COVID-19 Georgia death, and make sure you go to the Georgia Department of Health, and then you go scroll down, and you will find a chart, COVID-19 cases over time. COVID-19 cases over time. And there you will see a graph of the reported cases, projection and actual cases. Number one, the projections were very close to the actual cases, unlike Ohio. And when you look at the last 2 weeks, the last 14 days, you will see a dramatic, and I mean dramatic, decline in the number of new cases being reported in the state of Georgia. The experts were all in agreement. When they opened up Georgia, there was going to be this huge spike in cases, and it was going to be the governor's fault. Well, check out the facts. Since they have opened up the state, the last 14 days, there is a dramatic... If you don't believe me, check it out for yourself. You look at it. I'm looking at it right now. I printed it off. A dramatic decline in new cases. And I mean dramatic. Interesting.